The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You're also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee and watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 here in Pittsfield. You may also be watching us on PCTV Select or maybe listening to the podcast later, listening to the live stream on the radio station. Lots of different ways to catch the show, and we appreciate you being here this morning and listening to us. We have a great show for you coming up this morning. It's Lisa Torrey. She is the, let me get this right, the RSVP director in the city of Pittsfield. Hope I got that right. RSVP, of course, retired senior volunteer program. A wonderful program that serves the city of Pittsfield. We're going to be talking about a lot of what RSVP does and a couple of big events that they've got coming up. So looking forward to that conversation in just a moment. First, let's get to our weather forecast here for Friday, June 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. I don't have any special scary, you know, liners or anything to play for you. We'll just go ahead and say, you know, best of luck to you today. But let's get ahead to the weather forecast and see what we have in store.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs around 70. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Saturday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 60s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
What? Saturday it's going to rain? Never heard of that. So get out there and enjoy Friday if you can. No, it's a 50% chance. I don't know. I didn't look at the extended weather forecast, but it does not surprise me in the least that we have showers in the forecast for tomorrow on Saturday, just when we need to get outside and enjoy the late spring, early summertime. But you know what? We will get some time out there and enjoy it, no doubt. Again, welcome to Morning Drive, live and local this morning in our WTBR studios, as we are here on Thursday and Friday mornings. And joining me right now in the studio live is Lisa Torrey. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing okay for the time. I'm not usually a morning person. You would be surprised at that. Here I am hosting a morning radio show. But how about you? Are you a morning person?
It was a little earlier for me this morning.
Yeah.
Definitely, for sure.
It does take a little bit to get up, you know, and get on the radio at 7:30 in the morning. But worth it, and glad that people can listen along and enjoy the variety of programs that we put on here. So RSVP, and I don't think I've interviewed you on the morning show. I know Bill Sturgeon has you on as a regular guest, which is awesome, and you've talked a lot about RSVP with Bill. So you're going to have to fill me in on some of it because I don't know as much about it as he does. But retired senior volunteer program, serving Pittsfield since when?
Since 1973.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. That's hard. I believe the first grant was written in 1971 for the city of Pittsfield, and the doors opened in 1973 officially. So,
gee.
Yes.
So that's definitely a long-term service for the city. Located in the same building as the Berkshire Athenaeum, right?
Yes, yep. We're on the Bartlett Ave side, so 16 Bartlett Avenue is our address, and we have a nice big sign in the window that says, yeah, RSVP, so you can't miss us.
Conveniently located downtown, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
In that building, that facility, there have been some improvements recently, right? The
yes.
city has been busy getting some stuff done there. What are some of the improvements you've
seen? So in April, we started our flooring project. Mm. RSVP was the first area of the building to have new flooring installed. Mm. It's absolutely gorgeous. So we were misplaced for about 2.5 weeks while they did the floors.
So where did you go? What did you do for 2 weeks?
We were upstairs in the library, in the boardroom, right outside of Alex's office. So it was a little challenging. Yeah. That same month, we had our annual recognition luncheon. So we definitely were like a fish outside of our, you know, water. So it was challenging.
I would imagine anyone who's got to, you know, sort of pick up everything, you know, that you've got everything just set right where you're used to it, and you know, sort of the regular operation of business, and all of a sudden it's like, no, we're just going to move all that for now, and then we'll move you all back.
Yes,
But I would imagine the improvements are worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just had the parking lot was just repaved.
Nice.
And now the rest of the library is being worked on. So right now the children's entrance is closed. For the time being, they're actually just finishing up the flooring in there, which is nice. It looks beautiful.
Yep. And that building dates back to the 70s as well. That's when that was built. So,
I believe 1974.
Yeah, it catches up to you quick, right? Because you think about a building that's been 50 years old, and you know, the floors need some work after a while, and the you know, everything. So what else beyond the floors? Was there more that
we did
renovated?
We did some painting, which I don't think that it had been painted since 1974 either. Yeah. So, you know, Brian Filio assured me that I would be well into retirement before it gets painted again.
And probably he will as well.
Yes. So once in a lifetime deal for us.
Yeah. Well, and again, very, very needed. And those are the things that you can only do, you know, once in a while when you have to uproot everything and move. So
it was a good opportunity to purge, too, because we had a lot of stuff that we did not need anymore. So it was a good, you know, opportunity to organize the office and, you know, just get it cleaned up. And it just looks so beautiful. So,
yeah. How long have you been the RSVP director?
I have been the director since February of 2022,
okay.
So 3.5 years, you know, and I really love it. You know, I got into human services. I had gone back to school for that in 2017 and earned my bachelor's degree and didn't really kind of know which direction I was going to go in. And this opportunity came up. You know, with the city, and I've been with the city for 14 and a half years, so it was just a really good opportunity for me.
Yeah, and give us just sort of a 30,000-foot overview of what RSVP does for people who are not familiar with it.
Sure. So, you know, we're a program of AmeriCorps seniors, which is part of the federal government. It's part of the Center for National and Community Service. And so we get part of our funding from AmeriCorps. We get about 25% of our funding, and 75% of our funding comes from the city of Pittsfield. And what we do, you know, our mission is twofold. Obviously, it's a high quality service for our senior population. It's good for them to feel useful and, you know, have something to do in their retirement that is meaningful, that helps them age, you know, gracefully. And at the same time, they're making an impact in their community by serving the community in unmet needs, you know. So we help nonprofits, proprietary healthcare agencies, and local government. You know, as you know, one of our stations is PCTV.
As a matter of fact, it is. Full disclosure, yes. And we love our RSVP volunteers. There are so many needy nonprofit organizations in Massachusetts, and especially the Berkshires, right? The Berkshires being one of the most populous of nonprofit organizations throughout the state. And nonprofit organizations most likely need volunteers. They need people to come and do the great work that each one of those organizations does, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, you have to be 55 and up to join RSVP. You do not have to be retired. In fact, I have a few volunteers that are not retired, but they are 55 and up. So, you know, they're out there serving the community. It's just, it's a really great thing. You know, and I do see the good it's doing for my seniors, you know, which is fantastic, but also serving you know, the population. Mm-hmm. I had a volunteer that said to me, you know, because I don't always get to see the work that they are doing on a daily basis out mm-hmm. in the community. You know, and so sometimes when I'm behind the scenes doing the administrative work, like the grant and the budget and all of that, I'm like, well, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. How am I helping the community? But really, this volunteer reminded me, you're planting seeds in mm-hmm. the community, and my volunteers are getting it done. So we had in 2024, we had 305 active volunteers wow. in the community, and they gave back 40,699 hours of service to the community. And that's really...
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it from, you know, an economic standpoint, mm-hmm. the amount of service that is being provided essentially for free to mm-hmm. the community is just, I mean, it's astounding. Yeah. So.
And when seniors come in to volunteer and get active with RSVP, are they looking to use their sort of existing life skills, the things that they've learned along the way, the things that they're good at, and then apply them in a volunteer work situation? Or are they coming in saying, you know, I did enough of that in my career, or my life, or whatever. I want to go and do something for someone that I didn't know anything about, that I want to learn and explore? Or is it sort of a mixture of those things?
It's kind of a mixture of those things, because I would say the majority of your volunteers probably have never set foot in a studio before.
Sure.
And so, you know, they're learning something entirely new.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have those volunteers that are really choosing to kind of hone in on, you know, like I was a teacher and I want to, you know, work for, you know, Berkshire County Literacy, for mm-hmm. example, to help people and tutor them in English. So, you know, it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
You know, and we're there to really support the volunteer. We don't hound them. You know, they sign up and we just kind of help them decide what is it that you're interested in mm-hmm. doing. We have plenty of opportunities for them. So
now, is there a set amount of time that RSVP volunteers have to spend in any one particular place? Can they decide how many hours a week or a month or whatever that they put in? How does that work?
So they really can decide how they want to volunteer, because some people still really like that structure.
Yeah.
And so they might choose a job that requires them to be there every Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
you know, for, mm-hmm. at a certain amount of time. And then there are like my Wheels for Wellness drivers, for instance, that particular job has a lot of autonomy in it, where they can choose whether they want to volunteer, you know, once a month, mm-hmm. or if they don't want to volunteer that month because they're going to be away, they can choose that. Mm-hmm. Or if they want to do every Tuesday and Thursday, they can do that, because what they're doing is they're choosing the rides they want to give.
Mm.
So and then we have our one and done. You know, we might have a special event like First Fridays at 5,
mm-hmm.
Where they need somebody to man, you know, Persip Park or do something, you know, special.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, I can go for, you know, a couple hours on that Friday night. I have some time, so I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Yep. In fact, I just interviewed the folks from the Josh Billings Runaground yesterday on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, almost everyone I interview here, if they're part of a nonprofit or some sort of effort like that, they're always looking for volunteers. They're always looking for people. And that is a specific thing, like you were just saying.
Yeah.
That's a one particular day in September when the race is run. And that's sort of, that's when they have the swell of volunteers. They need a whole bunch of people for that day
mm-hmm.
for some very specific purposes. And then that's it, you know? So, and those are the kind of opportunities. I don't know about that one specifically, but the organizations mm-hmm. come to you and say, gee, we've really got this need for volunteers.
Yeah. You know, we just had Berkshire Pride come to us and ask us, you know, for volunteers just for that one event that they needed. So
big event.
Yeah. So that, you know, I mean, like I always tell the volunteers, it's entirely up to you, and certainly we're not going to hound you, because you know sometimes you do get that person that's just like, oh, I don't have time to volunteer, I'm taking care of my grandchild or whatever. We're not like that. Just sign up, you know, because something, you might see something in there and you're like, oh, I know I could do that. And then, you know, you get the benefits of being an RSVP volunteer, you know, which the annual recognition luncheon is a big deal to the volunteers. They really enjoy it. It's our one time of the year that we really do it up and get to say thank you in a big way to them. But I do like to offer things throughout the year within the office that we can give back to the volunteers. You know,
well, that's really important too, right? Because you know, there is a certain amount of satisfaction of being a volunteer and contributing to an organization, but it's also nice to hear thank you.
Yes,
right, that we appreciate your work, that we want you to continue, and you know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for what you do for us. Those kind of words really mean a lot for a nonprofit.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, I'm lucky to work with this population. I've worked with students. I worked in the school department for 7 years. And I love the kids, don't get me wrong, but I really do love my seniors. Each and every one of them is so special to me. You know, so it's just like today's event, we're having an open house.
So let's talk about that. I know. And if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Lisa Torrey. She's the RSVP director here in the city of Pittsfield. And we sort of set the table there for the big event that's happening today. So that's really good timing that you are on the show today to talk about this.
Yes.
Tell me about the open house.
So we're going to have an open house today at RSVP from 1 to 3. We do want to show off our new office space, because it's absolutely beautiful and it's really stepped into the century finally. So we do want to show that off, but we want to talk about everything RSVP. So, you know, if you're in the area and you want to stop in and just see what it is that we do and maybe inquire about signing up, even if you're a nonprofit who's not currently partnered with us, you know, I'm sure we'll have some of our nonprofits that are partnered with us already stop in to see the office and say hello. It's just an opportunity to just come in and see what it is that we do.
Sounds great.
We're gonna have refreshments. So, you know, I know I was just talking about the seniors. This is where they step up, because I'm like, hey, we need some cookies. And did we get some cookies. So we
you ask for cookies, you get cookies.
You get cookies from them. Yeah. You know, so they're great, because anything that I need, I currently have two volunteers that are working with me, helping me with grant research. And writing. So these are the areas that they, you know, hey, I've got an army of 385 volunteers that are signed up with me right now. So it's like, can somebody, you know, help me do this? And sure as anything, I can find somebody that's, that's
well,
willing to do that.
When you have a pool of volunteers like that, you're likely to find somebody who can help out in those areas, right? And that's a tremendous strength. And that's strength that you extend through your organization to other organizations.
Absolutely. I think right now a lot of the nonprofits are struggling, you know. And so, you know, I have been getting phone calls from different organizations that we're partnered with, that we send volunteers to, that are needing, you know, specific things from the volunteers. So, you know, it makes me happy that we have people in our community that are willing to step up and help out, you know, with some of these things, because it's a challenging time for nonprofits. A lot of nonprofits are financially strapped as it is, and now they're losing more funding.
Yeah.
So, you know, and everybody's kind of in the same boat right now.
No, I mean, being in that situation where you're basically just making ends meet, right? And you're getting things done just sort of on the on the hairline of, being in business, out of business, mm-hmm. and then to have the challenge of losing funding. I know we see that in the headlines all the mm-hmm. time, mm-hmm. especially with our nonprofit arts organizations mm-hmm. and folks that are highly dependent on some of that particular funding.
Yeah, yeah. The volunteer recruitment is just another area that, as a nonprofit, they're trying to just stay afloat mm-hmm. and, run their organization and to really not have to be out there recruiting quite as hard because an organization like mine is out there doing the recruiting and able to screen the volunteers and pass them along.
Mm-hmm.
Is very helpful to the community.
Yeah. Talk about the sort of the strength of volunteering that we have right now. And I know I've had conversations with other folks on this program, Tom Bernard from the United Way,
mm-hmm.
And sort of the generational aspect of volunteering, where I think sometimes you think of the earlier generations, the greatest generation and the folks that followed them. Were so strong with the fabric of the community, right? It was like they did their work, but then they belonged to an organization at night, maybe a fraternal organization or something like that, did good works in the community, were always out there, ready to lend a hand.
Mm-hmm.
That was very, very common and almost interwoven in society. And it seems like some of that has been pulled back over the years. Have you seen a change in people's attitudes toward volunteering, or do you see it as still a very strong intent of a lot of our community?
Well, in our situation, I feel like the volunteerism is picking up. In fact, I just ran statistics. We have as many new volunteers that signed up right now
mm-hmm.
As we did for the entire year last year.
Wow.
So, we're up like 38% in our numbers. So if we keep trending like this, we'll have probably close to 100 volunteers new volunteers that have
wow.
signed up.
That's so great
the interest
news to hear.
Yes, it is. The interest is out there. People are interested in how can I help? Where can I plug in?
Mm-hmm.
But I also think in Berkshire County, we have a high number of seniors,
mm-hmm.
And this is, just another high quality experience for them. They're looking to engage with the community. They're also looking for the friendships and the camaraderie that comes with volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a good portion of some of the volunteers that will be at the open house today are people that are already volunteering for me that just want to stop in and see, who else is there that they're already friends with and maybe they're not friends with that they're coming in to engage with. Mm. So,
well, that's a really positive sign to hear that the interest in volunteering is up on from what you see, because
mm-hmm.
again, I think the long tradition of volunteering in Pittsfield kind of dates back to the GE days, and that generation has sort of passed along, and there's still a lot of GE folks out there, but a lot of them can remember the Elfin Society, for example,
mm-hmm.
the volunteers where they would continually go and do good work, build things in the community, build playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all kinds of stuff that the Elfins did, if people remember that.
Yeah.
And those traditions are really solid in Pittsfield in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, in my history with volunteerism goes back to my own grandfather
mm-hmm.
who volunteered for RSVP for many years. In fact, I remember he volunteered at the information booth.
Right.
And he was kind of my point person when I was sick at school or whatever. And he would tell me I can't come today because I'm volunteering for RSVP. So, so yeah.
Yeah, the information booth, that was something too.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very prominent in Pittsfield, right there on Park Square.
Absolutely, and there were
a lot
several
of people missed
of them.
That, I
yes,
think.
I think we do miss that. There's actually a picture in my office that I found that is hanging, and it is the information booth in 1973
wow.
with two volunteers that are standing at it. So, Yeah, that information booth. And we had several pictures of it where it had changed and evolved. Like one time it was like an octagon.
I remember
that.
And
then it was like a square, you know, more rectangle shaped information booth. You know, the volunteers really would like to have that back. Mm. There was, you know, are we going to get that information booth back? They really did enjoy it.
And it was such a prominent place in town too, right? That was at a time when you had to go around Park Square, right?
Yes.
We think of the traffic circle now isn't really kind of a circle. You kind of, you know, go one way through it and then go the other way back the other way. But at one point, for people that don't remember, you had to travel around Park Square.
Yeah.
And so you could not miss the information booth right there in front of the courthouse.
Well, and I think people like the tangible, you know, like I have a brochure in my hand, you know. People still really do like that.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to be looking on their phone for. I know I don't. When I travel, I like to have, you know, a bunch of brochures that I'm able to look into.
Yeah.
And I like to have a person that has the experience. And who better to have the experience than these volunteers that most of them have lived here for years and years.
Yeah,
although we do have a lot of transplant volunteers, too, that have moved here from other areas of the country.
Hmm.
So people are retiring here in Pittsfield and Berkshire County, so because I do see that as well.
Do you see different experiences coming in from the people who haven't lived here all their lives? They're bringing different perspectives and different skills and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, they're plugging into the culture. You know, I have a volunteer from North Carolina who is volunteering at Herman Melville. So, you know, he is gung-ho with the history. He actually is very interesting to talk to him. I actually told him I would come up there. I think Herman Melville just opened up recently for the season.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to, I've never been up there other than just to go up there and meet to sign the MOU with the station. So I probably will go on a tour of there. We just signed the mount too.
Okay,
that's
great.
One of our new stations. So
yeah, Arrowhead is kind of interesting, and we did a PCTV on the road there one time. So we spent an entire day filming various TV productions there, and the you get upstairs to Herman Melville's room where he wrote part of Moby Dick or most of Moby Dick, and you look out that window at Mount Greylock, and it really is just a moment, right? You look there and you're like, wow, you know, some real history happened here. It's very cool. So those are the kind of things that, you know, we're so lucky to have here in Berkshire County.
We definitely are, and that's what I'm finding from, you know, the volunteers that have moved here from another area. You know, of course, some of them are moving here because their son or their daughter lives close by, but some of them are moving here because they visited here and they liked it so much that they came back.
Yeah.
So
Lisa Torrey is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Lisa is the RSVP director here in the city of Pittsfield. We're talking about all the wonderful opportunities that seniors have to volunteer here in the community through RSVP and to lend their skills and learn new skills along the way. It's a great program. Just to remind people that there is an open house happening today. So this is live radio this morning on Friday, and so 1 to 3 p.m. at the RSVP offices on what's the number, Bartlett Avenue?
16 Bartlett Avenue.
You can't miss it because it's right there on the corner of East Street and Bartlett. It's the, if you're familiar with the Berkshire Athenaeum, it's the Children's Library entrance area, except that it's the door to the left of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So definitely check out the open house at RSVP. We are going to come up to our break now. We're going to take our quick little break that we always take at the top of the hour. We have a lot to talk about still, though. I have
a
whole list of things here that you've got going on in July, and we want to discuss each one of those and find out what is possible for people to sort of get into and learn from. There's some really significant and important things that you're doing, so we'll get back to that in just a moment. First, let's go to our break. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Radio. We'll be back right after this. Stick around.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sandrini.com.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Need help with a new device? PCTV's Digital Navigator can match you with a free laptop, desktop, tablet, or hotspot from our available stock, thanks to the Alliance for Digital Equity. We'll also assess if your current device is worth fixing or ready to recycle. Get a free consultation at PCTV 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity, keeping communities connected.
Good afternoon, my radio listening friends. Are you ready to discover songs you love in a whole new light? Well, tune in to Newman's Undercover.
Hello, Newman.
Where we shine a spotlight on the best and most fun and special cover songs from all musical styles. Join me every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM. WTBR Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, UCPWMA.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Thanks for joining us this morning on our Friday edition, June 13th. We are live this morning as we are on Thursdays and Fridays. And we have Lisa Torrey, the RSVP director for the City of Pittsfield, in for the interview here this morning. We've got lots to talk about, a lot of big events coming up for RSVP and all of their volunteers and the community. So we'll have that for you in just a moment. First, let's get back to one more visit of the weather forecast from the National Weather Service and see what rain we've got on the weekend this year, this week.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs around 70. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Saturday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 60s. East wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, at least it's been cool at night. It's been easier to sleep. We haven't quite gotten into that summer mugginess yet, where you just, you know, get 2 hours of sleep because you you stick to everything in the bed, right? We haven't gotten into that yet, so it's been nice and cool. We'll take that. But another potentially rainy part of tomorrow. So enjoy today while you can. It's going to be around 70 and mostly sunny a little later. Right now it's a little cloudy out there from what I can see. All right, Morning Drive returns now, and Lisa Torrey, thanks again for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
On our live shoot, and we appreciate it. So aside from the open house, which of course we encourage everybody to come and join you for today, 1 to 3 p.m. over at RSVP, you have an AI workshop coming up. Now, I would not expect an RSVP to do an AI workshop. So tell me about what you're doing with that.
Oh, so this is so interesting. So we had a volunteer who has been doing some of her own research and work with AI.
Okay.
And she's extremely knowledgeable in the subject. And she did a presentation for me and the staff. And I wasn't kind of sure what to expect because I don't have a lot of experience with AI myself. But it was very impressive and very informative. The things that artificial intelligence is capable of is just beyond what I could even imagine it would be. And she had been doing some work for Greylock Glenn using AI.
Okay.
You know, and it just she started kind of using it to answer some of the questions from some of the tourists and people that were coming up there to use the Glen. You know, and AI was really helping her in her volunteer role.
Huh.
And so she was kind of interested in sharing some of that.
Okay.
With us, and it's just so impressive. So we decided that we were going to offer an AI workshop presentation to the volunteers that are interested in learning it. And
what kinds of things will they learn about some of the free tools that are available and how to sort of navigate those? Because at some point in everyone's lives, you Googled something for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think of it that way.
Yes.
Or you got your first email or you browsed your first website. There was there was a time when that was new also.
Yes.
And you're like, well, maybe I should dip my toe in this. Maybe I should try this. Maybe I should figure out how this works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an experience like that, probably on steroids a little bit.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And I actually downloaded ChatGPT to my phone, and I've been kind of using it on a regular basis since I met with her last week. I mean, it just there's so much information that it provides, and it's kind of like having a person that's not a person that's answering your questions about things. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know,
It's scary for people though in some ways. So I'm sure she's taking the stance that hey, you shouldn't be scared of this. You should try and use it and find out how to use it best for your purposes.
And
right?
Use it as a tool. Obviously, it doesn't take the place of a human being, and sometimes it doesn't always get the most accurate answer for you.
Right.
But it is a very useful tool. And so she's actually one of the volunteers that I'm working on with some of the grant research that I'm doing, you know, just trying to find additional funding for RSVP.
Yeah.
Is challenging. And right now it's a challenging time because everybody is putting grants in, and it's a very competitive nature to what is expected of the grant writer.
But doing something innovative like that, where you're connecting seniors to AI tools, that's kind of out of left field a little bit, right?
Yes.
It's like, oh, that might pique the interest of someone to actually, you know, confirm a grant for something like that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, for you know, she kind of said, oh, you know, if you do this and you write, you can send what you've written into, you know, and then have it tweak it. You know, I'm like, wow, that's amazing, because that's something that, you know, it's like a second set of eyes that's looking at your work and just making it even better. So I think it's great, and I think it's something that a lot of seniors are going to be interested in.
Right.
Some of them are very savvy, some of them are not so savvy, but you know, many of them are willing to learn this technology. So I think this is something great to offer them.
Isn't that the key too? The just never stop learning. Right?
Absolutely. That's my philosophy in life. You never stop learning, you know, even when you fail at something, you're learning something.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
maybe the hardest, but the best lessons.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. What did you learn?
Yeah. So that workshop is happening on July 8th.
Yes.
I see here.
Yep.
And what's the time there?
1 to 3.
Okay.
Yep. 1 to 3, July 8th. We'll have something that comes out in our RSVP newsletter. And of course, if you're interested in attending the workshop, you know, and volunteering for RSVP, you can always stop by the office or call the office, because it will be open to the volunteers to attend.
And you have a great newsletter as well. So if people want to sign up for that newsletter, get that delivered monthly, how do they do that?
So you would come in and sign up to be a volunteer. Again, okay. We don't hound you. Sign up to be a volunteer. Mm-hmm. You'll get the newsletter. You'll mm-hmm. see what's out there. You know, like I said, the sky's the limit. It's your schedule, whatever it is mm-hmm. that you want to plug into, wherever mm-hmm. it fits in your life.
And the AI workshop and the other things we're going to talk about here, are those for RSVP those members?
Those are for the members.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so it's I consider it a perk of being a volunteer. It's a recognition. It's a way that we can give back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have a huge budget. It's probably one of the smallest budgets for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to do what I can to give back to the seniors that at a very low cost,
mm-hmm.
You know, to RSVP.
Yeah. No, and that's great programming and wonderful opportunities for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's July 8th for the AI workshop. Then on July 17th, you have a presentation about Alzheimer's. Talk about that.
Yeah. So we just recently signed with the Alzheimer's Association. And there are opportunities to volunteer mm-hmm. For Alzheimer's, but we have a volunteer that does presentations. She's trained to present on the subject. Mm-hmm. It's very informative, and I do find that we do get great participation when we've had this presentation in the past, mm-hmm. because I think for all of us as we age, and I always say my brain is probably got about 25 to 50 tabs open at a time.
And there's music playing on one of them, right?
And things that are going on, like this is important, that's important. And it's like, oh, what did I walk into the kitchen for? Is that normal? Like, mm-hmm. you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So she does a great presentation about Alzheimer's, whether you're a caregiver, whether you're mm-hmm. concerned for yourself, you know, on what is normal, what is not normal.
Mm.
It is very informative.
Looking for the signs, potentially, knowing how things progress and that kinds of thing. How to deal with it? Does mm-hmm. it? Does she get into that?
Yes, she does.
Caretaking and things?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. You know, and we've seen it in our office, you know, with a couple of the volunteers, mm-hmm. even just my tenure,
mm-hmm.
That have had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And you know, just to see somebody who, you know, was so vibrant
mm-hmm.
and, you know, full of life yep. and totally with it, and then watch that kind of a decline in somebody's ability. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, difficult.
It is difficult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But a workshop like this or a presentation like this will help fill in some of those gaps mm-hmm. and understanding of how to recognize and deal with it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yep.
So that is on July 17th. And what time is that?
That's also from 1 to 3.
1 to 3. That seems
that's
like
our sweet spot.
A sweet spot.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That works. Right. Mm-hmm. So 1 to 3 p.m. on July 17th. And again, is that for RSVP volunteers?
Yeah. That's for, you know, but certainly.
So I'm starting to think that the idea is you should really sign up for RSVP and get in.
Yep.
So you said again, 55 plus.
55
right?
and up, yeah.
So if you're qualified for a McDonald's senior coffee, you could be an RSVP
Absolutely.
Member.
Absolutely. Stop in and see us. Sign right. up.
Okay, so another very important one I see here on the list is senior scam fraud protection, right?
Yes.
So this is an issue which affects everybody. I mean, we're all dealing with just a total onslaught all the time
mm-hmm.
of phishing and, you know, inappropriate texts and emails and junk mail and all kinds of stuff. Right? It's a cottage industry mm-hmm. all its own of people, you know, and I guess it's been going on for, you know, centuries on end of fraudsters, right? People
yes.
that are just looking to make the quick buck you know, defraud someone else who is unsuspecting and there are lots of dangers out there. So this, I assume, is specifically targeted at what seniors can do to protect themselves from all these frauds and scams.
Yeah, so I actually contacted the sheriff's department and the DA's office for this particular presentation. Because it is so important for the seniors. We see it every day, mm-hmm. You know, and it has touched a few of my volunteers. Mm. So I thought it was an important presentation to offer them.
And it doesn't just affect seniors also. We'll say that anybody
I'm
can
getting
get taken
them too.
For a ride on this stuff. And they're very good at it, right?
Yeah, my easy pass needs to be reloaded.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just got that yesterday.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Or you've got an outstanding, you know, parking ticket or something like that, and you have to take care of it. Your car registration is expired or whatever. All this stuff mm-hmm. that comes through. You know, you wish that you had never given your cell phone number out to anyone.
Yeah.
And yet somehow here they are.
Yep.
Knocking on the door, trying to get you to, you know, click that link or respond. Obviously, you know, the best advice you can give someone is delete, report junk, mm-hmm. move on with your day. Don't even think about it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. But, you know, it does affect the seniors. It's scary when it happens. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
People can be wiped out financially.
Mm-hmm. But the knowledge, knowing what these things are mm-hmm. and what the common ploys are, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, knowledge is power. So if you know that stuff going in, you can hammer that away mm-hmm. with people to say, you know, keep your hackles up here. Make sure you know that, they're, mm-hmm. you know, this is not correct. And always, what are some of the other things that come up a lot of times? Is it, you know, sort of just question everything that comes in, don't believe anything the first time through?
Yeah. And, you know, I see a lot of, you know, I have a volunteer that comes in and her phone rings continuously and it's constantly scammers calling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
phone numbers that you don't recognize, right?
Yep.
Sometimes local phone numbers too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though, like, you know, you'll see a 413-445 number or something like that. Mm-hmm. Still scamming.
Yep. Yep. So I don't know, somehow her number got sold somewhere because it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we talked about generational stuff a little while ago. And again, growing up when there was one wired phone in the house, when the phone rang, everybody jumped up to go grab the phone and answer it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if someone was calling your house, you had to answer the phone.
And you didn't know who it was either.
No idea. No caller ID.
Yep.
You know, so, and then you had to deal with it. It was like, do I know you? You know, do I not? And just hang up.
Mm-hmm.
These days, it's very different, you know, in a lot of ways, not necessarily better. You know, mm-hmm. just more. It just seems like there's more of a flood of it coming through. And that's why people look at their phones and don't answer it a lot mm-hmm. of times. And unfortunately, that is the right thing to do in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is a senior scam and fraud protection. Is it a workshop or a presentation?
It's a presentation.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with Stacy Parsons at the DA's office for this one. So, yeah. They're bringing presentation materials and packets for people to have.
Great.
Yep.
That sounds like one you don't want to miss.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. So I'm guessing 1 to 3 p.m.?
1 to 3 p.m., yes.
I don't know where I came up with that.
How did you know?
Total guess. But that is on July 22nd. So already we've just talked about three sort of big things you have coming up. Any one of those things would be very useful
for
people in the month of July.
Yep. And then we have our picnic coming up that we do in collaboration with the Council on Aging, with our Pittsfield Council on Aging, Jen Reynolds. And that's coming up on August 22nd. Mm. That is not 1 to 3. For the
record. I was going to ask, but I figured you'd let me know.
Yeah. No, that is typically an all-day event from 10 until, I believe, 3:30 was when we did it last year. That was a lot of fun. Of course, Jim Clark was the director last year.
Right.
But this year we have Jen. And so Jen and I have been collaborating on the picnic. It's at Lake Enoda, so it's at the pavilion.
Oh, great.
The seniors have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
They even danced last year.
Nice.
You know, they have typical picnic food, mm-hmm. salads, you know, and hamburgers mm-hmm. and hot dogs. And it's just a really great time. It's just a time for everybody to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're not a member of the Senior Center and you want to learn more about the Senior Center, it's a good time to sign up for the Senior Center and vice versa. You know, if you're a member of the Senior Center and you haven't plugged in with RSVP, it's a good time to become a member and find out more about RSVP there.
Do you find that you can collaborate on a lot of things? And two great organizations, obviously, the Council on Aging, the Senior Center of Pittsfield, and RSVP, two great resources for seniors here in our community, and lucky to have it.
Yes.
There are a lot of communities. Most communities have a COA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of varying degrees. Some of them have centers. Some of them don't. Some of them have vehicles. Some don't, mm-hmm. right? Pittsfield, I think, is very lucky to have a lot of those resources for our seniors.
Absolutely. You know, and we do. We do a lot of collaboration. You know, you just touched upon the vehicles.
Yeah.
RSVP has a van that's available for transportation. It's free. Mm. It is self-assist, though, so you have to be able to manage your appointments on your own.
Okay.
You have to be able to get in and out of the vehicle on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, the van is owned by the city of Pittsfield.
Okay.
It's paid for by the taxpayers, in Pittsfield, but it's driven by a senior volunteer. I have two shifts, a morning shift and an afternoon shift.
Okay.
So, that's when the drivers come. We manage, you know, taking the, ride information. So it is, not an on-demand service.
No.
We require two full business days of notice to book an appointment with the van. And we have a whole system that we do for dispatching and all of that at RSVP.
Wow. And what are people using that for? What so kinds of requests do you get?
It's for medical appointments.
Oh, okay.
So it's part of our grant focus area. It's aging in place, healthy futures. And the van has been a part of RSVP for pretty much all 52 years of our existence. I do have pictures of the original van.
Not still in use.
70s, not in use. So we have that ride transportation program. And then we are also partnered with Berkshire Community Action Council for our Wheels for Wellness program. And that is our...
So that's separate from the medical transportation?
Nope. Still medical transportation.
Okay.
The van is available for the residents in Pittsfield. So we wanted to extend that service countywide.
Okay.
Because we know, obviously, Berkshire County is very rural, and it's very difficult to get around if you don't have transportation. So
very different from living in a larger city where you can basically step out into
a
bus or a train or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Everybody knows in Berkshire County, know, it's difficult to do anything without some kind of transportation. And as you're aging and, maybe you don't have access to that transportation anymore, that would be a sticking point for a lot of people to get to their medical appointments.
Yeah. So BCAC is our partner in that. They help fund the program. They help with the advertising. They help with their software that we use to do the dispatching and take the client information. And that is volunteers that are driving their own vehicles to take people to medical appointments countywide. Now, I should mention, too, that the van is also available if you're an RSVP volunteer and you need a ride to your RSVP job within Pittsfield. Mm. The van is available for that.
Okay.
And it's also available for social engagement. So if you are a resident of Pittsfield and you want to go to the senior center to play pitch or take an exercise class with our volunteer Trudy, for instance, you can book a ride in the van to get to the senior center, to and from the senior center.
So you just need a couple days notice, right? You got to sort of plan ahead a little bit.
Plan ahead. And as long as you fit into the van schedule, we'll put you in there.
That sounds great.
So that's how the van works.
And it's one more way to get people to things and be active and be connected with other people, right?
Absolutely.
Not just sitting at home. mm-hmm. watching doom scrolling, as we say in these days, but also sort of the TV equivalent of that is watching some pretty depressing news that we see all the time. And that can be kind of a bad cycle to get into. And sometimes the only way to shake yourself out of that is to go out and do something.
Yes, right? Absolutely. So, you know, the Senior Center is a great place for seniors to go and hang out and get involved. As is RSVP. So, you know, and we're there. I mean, we do take people to visit, you know, a loved one at the nursing home or in the hospital, you know, because sometimes that happens too, where, you know, then that's considered social engagement as well. Yeah. So.
Well, and you mentioned Berkshire County being a bit more rural and, you know, having long distances to go to get to places. And I think of Pittsfield, the city of Pittsfield, still being an urban center, but, you know, driving from one end of Pittsfield to the other, I will tell you, you can be that can be a 20-minute car ride. It just is the nature. This is a very large city when it comes to the actual layout of the city and getting from place to place. Some of it's walkable. Certainly being in the downtown core is walkable. Mm-hmm. But there are other places where you have to get to that just sometimes are not walkable.
Yeah, it's challenging with the van schedule, working that out because, you know, somebody could be out on outer West Housatonic Street near Hancock Shaker Village and need a ride, and then somebody else needs one and, on William Street, for instance.
Or over here on the eastern end.
So that's challenging.
Here from PCTV, whenever we have to go to BCC, we realize that is a 20-minute trip, you know, and so that's just the reality of it.
I mean, and equally, you know, as the director of RSVP in realizing that we are servicing all of Berkshire County, for me to get to North Adams, for instance, or for me to get to South County.
Great Barrington, Sheffield.
It's challenging. I mean, and then to write about that on the grant and try to have somebody from who has no idea about Berkshire County to understand, you know, how this county is put together and how difficult it is to get from one end of the county to the other.
We always have to shout that from the rooftops, don't we?
How
different it is here in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Lisa Torrey is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM. And she is the RSVP director of the Retired Senior Volunteer Program here in the city of Pittsfield. We've been talking about everything that RSVP does and is doing. And I just want to go back to a couple things we talked about in case people are just joining us here at the end of the hour. You do have an open house today.
Yes, from 1 to 3. So stop in. We have refreshments. You can meet the staff, meet some of the other volunteers, potentially meet some of the stations. I hope some of them will stop in and say hello. You know, and it'll just be a good time. You can see the newly renovated space. It looks beautiful.
Great. And parking lot's been paved, so lots of parking, lots of easy access to your building and to your facilities, which is great.
Yeah.
And then just to reiterate a couple things happening in July. So go ahead.
July 8th, we have our AI workshop from 1 to 3. We have an Alzheimer's presentation July 17th from 1 to 3. And a fraud scam prevention awareness presentation from the DA and Sheriff's Department on July 22nd from 1 to 3. And then we have our annual picnic planned with the Council on Aging for August 22nd.
That's great. So much happening with RSVP and all the great offerings that you have for your volunteers. And again, as people may not realize, you can be an RSVP volunteer if you're 55 or older, and you can continue to be active in your community. You can get out there and serve other organizations and give your time. How many hours again last year that were volunteer hours from RSVP?
40,699 hours, and that equated to $1.5 million of service to the community.
Wow.
Yes.
And imagine if that wasn't there, right? Imagine if those hours were not being performed. How would that work get done? Just open question there. Yeah. Very, very important for our community. So, Lisa Torrey, thanks for being here this morning. This has been great.
Thank you for having
me. You're welcome to come anytime
pleasure.
We have a live show here on Morning Drive. We'll talk more about what you got going on.
Yeah.
Enjoy the newly renovated facility.
Oh, I love it.
And enjoy your open house today.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, this has been Morning Drive, and we hope you enjoy your weekend coming up. Certainly mow your lawn while you still can, if the weather will permit. Well, I didn't even look at the Sunday forecast, so I have no idea. But, you know, I'm just used to it now. Rain on Saturdays is going to happen. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Bill will be back next Monday with another Morning Drive show, so be there for that, and enjoy your weekend. Take care, everybody.